All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Jim McDonald, the CEO of Kootenay Silver. And Jim, it's good to have you back again. How are you?
I'm great, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing very well. So news release out today talking about phase four of your 15,000 meter drill program. And this one specifically designed, really looking at the D vein and the F vein. And Jim, maybe you could talk a bit about the focus of this drill program on those two veins.
Okay, so there's numerous veins that we want to test, and we're starting with the F vein where most of the drilling has been done, and then going to the D vein. And the idea behind the program is to expand the footprint of silver mineralization that we see. It's not an infill or confirmation program. It's an expansion program. And so these holes are expanding and moving further out and looking to expand these zones in the F vein and D vein. Going deeper on the F vein, which was successful, we got one really nice grading hole down, one of the deepest holes we've drilled to date, still open to depth there. And then the D vein, much shallower drilling going on there and across over 400 meters of strike. We've hit consistent holes across that D vein. What's exciting about the D vein are the grades and the widths. We're getting really good widths and really good grades.
Yeah, so you're just reporting six holes of this program so far, as we mentioned. That's what's out today. So, and you've already seen extension of that. So maybe you can talk about that part of it and just the continuous of the extension that you're seeing.
Yeah, so getting on to the D vein there, I haven't counted the number of holes that we've got into it now, but this year's program hit good vein in every single hole. And so now we see good continuous vein for up to 425 meters of length. And when we look at the depth extent, because we have some topographic relief there on the hill where we have actually drilled 300 meters of vertical extent, consistent vein. So this is a really robust mineralized shoot on this D vein with great widths that we're seeing. And so the widths we've seen on the veins that we've encountered so far, the intercepts are really good as well. So now we're waiting on more assays. And this round of results is expanded to the west. And now we'll be seeing the next assays that'll be coming up or going deeper and going to the east along strike.
Yeah, and you were mentioning that there's a lot more to look at as well. Like, we're just, you know, covering a small amount here, but it sounds like there's a lot more that you want to do within this drill program. And that's always a good problem to have, is when you've got a lot of things you want to look at, you got to sort of systematically go through things.
Yeah, it is a good problem to have there. It's target rich. That's how Dale Britley puts it. He's just recently joined us, our team, and he said it's incredible how target-rich his property is.
All right, we're talking about the Columba project, of course, in Mexico, and exciting times right now. And we look forward to more drill results when they're available. Jim, thanks so much, and congratulations on these numbers. They really were very good.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
All right, there's Jim McDonald, CEO of Kootenay Silver.